Hello, Manasseh here. Before we get into episode 7, I'd just like to say that some viewers may find the content in here disturbing, as we're going to be talking about the Black Lives Matter protests, George Floyd, and so on.
Also, this episode was recorded last month on the 28th of April 2021.
Cue BBC News. Episode 7.
Today we'll be talking about the death of George Floyd and how Derek Chauvin was charged with the murder of him.
We'll be talking about George Floyd's murder in May 2020 and how this shook the Black Lives Matter movement. Episode 7. Today we're going to be talking about the murder of George Floyd and the effects that it has had this year. So as we all know, back in the 25th of May 2020, George Floyd was fatally murdered by Derek Chauvin, who kneeled on his neck. And he's been arrested for this, and his trial was about a week ago when he was found guilty of manslaughter. I want to ask Kashmir about the effects that the murder had back in May and now how it's rivaled up more things, especially as there's been quite a few murders coming around these days.
Well, it had a large effect back in May because Derek Chauvin was a police officer, and he meant a police officer who's meant to protect their population and the community, had killed someone intentionally or unintentionally. And this was seen as a racist event because it was a white police officer who killed a black person by kneeling on their neck and suffocating them. It had effects on the black community because it showed how racist the US police system was.
Yeah, and I think there's been quite a few black murders today, some accidental and some not. For example, there's the story about a man who was being arrested by the police, and when the call taser was shouted, instead of pulling out a taser, a gun was pulled out and the person was shot and killed. And this was really annoying and controversial because police officers are trained. They should know what side their taser is and what side their firearm is. They're meant to know. They've been trained to know. And the whole point of it is that that's what's meant to happen. And I think there was another one with a girl. She was being attacked and she was trying to fend the people off with a knife. I think the neighbors had called the police, and they were talking about how there was a knife attack. And when they came in, they saw the white people and the black girl, and the knife was closer to the black girl, so they shot her, and she died again. And I think that these have been really controversial and really sad, just saddening to hear the murder of black people. And I think that it has sparked up so many people's lives in such a way that people literally don't want to hear such bad things going on. And the Black Lives Matter protests, I think they started up again, saying people chanting "No justice, no peace," or "I can't breathe." And this has been really controversial. And now we've had a moment in which we've been able to break through. As Derek Chauvin was found guilty, we don't know exactly what his sentence is, but we know it's at least a maximum of 4 years for, I think, second and third degree manslaughter. And the point of this, he wasn't meant to kill George Floyd, but every single time he said he'll get up and get into the police car, He kept kneeling, screaming, "I can't breathe, mama, mama, help me." And I think the whole backstory behind this was George Floyd was caught buying something. I can't remember what it was, and he used a counterfeit $20 note, and the police came up to him, and that's where it all began. After George Floyd resisted. And it's been really, really heartbreaking, really saddening just to see such events go on, especially like the assassination of so many controversial Black people like MLK Jr., Malcolm X, and so on. What are your thoughts, Kashmir?
That's all very true. And George Floyd was clearly wrongfully killed after simply using a counterfeit $20 note. And well, yes, after his death, murders have continued of the Black population. And it's just clearly racist, though.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. You were saying?
Many controversial Black people have been killed in the past, back when the civil rights movement was a big thing. And it's all about oppression, though. And clearly, a 3 or 4 year sentence for Derek Chauvin is not what he deserves. He deserves a lot longer.
Yeah, and I think that he kind of deserves a long sentence, at least, because I think that the maximum for this is about 40 years, because apparently it's second degree manslaughter. And manslaughter is when you kill someone by accident. You have like no intention to do it, but we see during when George Floyd was being kneeled on, you could hear him saying, "Oh, get up and get into the car. Get up and get into the car." And he kept saying, "Yes, I'm getting up. I'm gonna go. I'll go." And he kept persisting. He kept kneeling on his neck, and he was crying. And his final words, which have been so controversial to the Black Lives Matter movement, were, "I can't breathe." And that sparked literally months and months of protests, months and months of everything, every sadness, every pain that was blurted out by people marching, Black and white, trying to gain police's respect, trying to get their love, and trying to make sure that they didn't do this again, because it was clearly wrong. And I think we have to get back to the topic of Derek Chauvin now. But we're going to do that right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Okay. So we are back from the break, and we were talking about how Derek Michael Chauvin was arrested following the murder of George Floyd on May 25th, 2020. He was charged with second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. And the first charge carries a maximum penalty of 14 years in prison, and he was found guilty of all three charges. It was completely televised from Floyd's death, and was the first criminal trial in Minnesota in the US to be entirely televised, and the first in state court to be broadcast completely live. And the trial received extensive media coverage, with only over 23 million people watching the verdict on the television. Derek Chauvin was a police officer for the MPD, or Minneapolis Police Department, and arrested him, as we said before, on suspicion, not proved, of using a counterfeit $20 bill at a market. He'd also served as a training officer for the other two officers who were involved. And when Floyd was handcuffed and face down, Chauvin knelt on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, and he was killed. For the final 2 minutes he was on his neck, Floyd was motionless and no pulse. And Manasseh, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I think this is really, really controversial, especially how he was found guilty. And apparently they started this, the defense case started on I think they started on the 15th of March. It started on 13 and ended, and they rested their case on April the 15th after 2 days of testimony from 7 witnesses. This, the amount of witnesses here shows just how much they were trying to stop this happening, stop him getting into prison. For example, if a white, back in maybe like the 1930s, if a white person had killed a black person, they would have got away with it because racism was dominant at that time. People who were white thought that they were more dominant because of the color of their skin, and the slave trade was, I think it was still going on around that time, but I'm not really sure. And I think that this is so important because so many people who were in the jury, they were all in most of them were black. I think most of them were white, so they're probably going to be biased. But they called him guilty. Even that just shows the brutality, the murder, the sadness that someone could even bother to do such a sad thing, such an annoying thing, such a thing that would spark millions and millions of protests. Just because a tiny policeman yelled on George Floyd's neck, we've seen a beginning in the Black Lives Matter protests. It's literally saying, oh, these black people need to be recognized because most of the time white people have been dominant, they've been strong, they've been powerful, they've been able to do whatever they want. They've murdered people and nothing has been happened about it for long times. And I think that this has been so controversial in the sense that people have been doing this again and again and again, and nobody had been able to do anything until now, because we know that so many people have been murdered and so many people had been subjects to this, but it hadn't sparked up yet. They were kind of minor, even though a white person has been killed by police brutality. And however, this one was the one that sparked most of it because Derek Chauvin, he knew that he was kneeling on his neck. He knew that he was killing him, and yet he persisted. He wanted to prove his dominance. He wanted to prove his strength, his power, his integrity over George Floyd, and he succeeded, but with the consequence of being jailed for nearly at most 40 years, if not for life. Cash, what are your thoughts?
I think Derek Chauvin deserves a long life sentence because what he did was not just racist, it was murder. And it was very publicly viewed.
Yeah, and I really think the same way, because definitely people have been talking about this for ages. People have been talking about how George Floyd on the May 25th for 8 minutes and 43 seconds had someone kneeling on his neck, kneeling persistently, and he eventually died of asphyxiation, which is when you don't get enough oxygen towards your lungs. And that really hurt everyone. And I think that this was so controversial that people started chanting, people started walking around the streets in black, in everywhere. People were chanting in all parts of America. People were chanting in parts of in England as well, screaming George Floyd's name, saying, "I can't breathe." And then back in January, I think there was the protest on the Capitol where people had invaded the Capitol because of what Donald Trump had done because he was the president at that time. And I think this is so controversial in trying to get justice. And I think that it's really good that they it's really good, but then it's really bad that they did this. Because if it's good for them because they knew, because they know that they're trying to get the justice that they deserve, like they want to get justice for black people that people hadn't been, that Donald Trump hadn't been giving them for the last 4-5 years, and that was January the 6th. It was still during a riot and a violent attack against the Congress, and people who supported Donald Trump tried to turn over the presidential election by disrupting the joint session, which was basically saying, "Oh, stop the count, stop the illegal count, stop the illegal count," and the elections. I think everything underneath Donald Trump has been most dominant because Donald Trump was, as you could say in short terms, a racist, and I don't think Cash would deny that either, and they tried to loot the offices of Nancy Pelosi, who was the Speaker of the House of Representatives since 2019, and I think that Joe Biden, ever since he started trying to change everything, he tried to change everything that Donald Trump did. I think that this is so controversial and so heartbreaking to see such bad things happen. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you've learned something from us. And if you have any questions, queries, please leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/Manasseh and Cash. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.